This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Man, it's the Random Order Show, episode 122.5. Five. The audio exclusive. Man, it's your boy Jermaine Richards, man. I came on this earth and that's what they gave me, man. So that's what I'm rocking with, man.
Believe that.
B-Baby Train the Building, Trevon Richards.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year.
Hey, man, that's about to expire soon,
Oops.
Brother.
I'm a baby.
My man, Sheldon Sebastian, coming live from the GTA. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very
Talk
cold.
Talk to him, man.
Here, man. It's popping, y'all.
He on the way down. Listen, man, it's been a great, wholesome episode. 122.5 it was, man. We talked about all the things that we needed to talk about, all the hard-hitting topics, the gym. Trevon's boy, Marcus, and his theoretical endeavors, if you will. The paparazzi game, thrifting and pressing musty tees. And of course, man, we had to reflect on episode 122 featuring my boy, Danny, man. Y'all was being bad, man. It's all love. Listen, man, randomorder.com.
Randomorder.org.
Fuck, I keep doing that. Randomorder.org, man. You know what time it is. We got the merch up going strong. Hit the website. Take a little gander. www.randomorder.org. Listen, man, it's the future of all things Random Order Studios. We getting down and busy. Yes, sir. Jay from the O. We locked in. Never locked out.
We locked in.
You ever been locked out, nigga?
Yeah,
that's
the worst.
Oh, yeah, you ain't never want to be locked out.
Man, look.
Damn, nigga. What? Locked out again. Oh, nigga, get it together.
Yeah. You lose your house key and then call your fucking siblings? Yo, how far are you? And they take it out on you. It's like, bro, it's not my fucking fault.
They start coming for your keys and shit. Hey,
let me get your key and then when I...
No, man.
Never. Stay ready. Stay prepared.
Hey, yo.
Drop to my knees.
That's a rough start, my man. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We're back up in this motherfucker, man.
Know that.
You know what it is, man. Coming live from the O. What?
Y'all boys like double glizzard or sawn off glizzy better?
The double
double glizzard. Sawed off just sound kind of crazy to me.
What's the context here, my brother?
I was double it was a post-workout meal. It was a double glizzard.
It was like a hot dog blizzard?
Word.
it's called a blizzard.
Yo, Glizzard would be crazy. Yo, what the fuck are they doing over there at fucking at Dairy Queen, nigga?
Yeah, no.
They got the Blizzard already. If they do like a decked out hot dog, all the toppings, all the fixings, that's a fucking Glizzard, man.
I was going for Blizzard because I'm saying the way the Glizzy is like cut and like split. You know the cuts are important when you're cooking the Glizzy. So it kind of gives it a Blizzard feel, like snow's just swiping across the Blizzard. You get what I'm saying? You
have snow?
Like, if you think Blizzard, you think fucking intense winds, cold, sharp icicles and shit. You know what I mean?
Where does the Glizzy slip come in?
Because the Glizzy looked like someone held a perfectly Glizzy outside during a snowstorm, and it got cut by the snow because it was hitting the winds so fast.
You doing too much.
That means the average boy, average man is not going to catch this shit, nigga.
They're for you, man. We go with the double Glizzard.
Yes, sir.
Word.
Man, I ain't smash a Glizzy in a minute, man. What the hell? What's going on? That's the protein
too,
Glizz?
Man.
How long has it been?
I haven't. And I was just thinking about them yesterday or 2 days ago. Like, yo, a Glizzy would be nice right now.
A little throwback.
Yeah.
You was up thinking about the Glizzy, Shelter?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, nigga, you talking about double glizzy this
time? Come on, man.
I got a picture, man.
The year just started, cuz. Come on.
Right. Man, it's over here. It's sunny in the O. It's cold in the dot. It's fucking pouring rain in LA, apparently.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk to you guys about that because y'all niggas is so excited. Everyone's happy saying, oh my God, it's so hot in the city. I'm like, bro, this is nothing to be excited about. It's January.
In Toronto, like, it's cold?
Yeah, I mean, it's hot? January. It's cold. I mean, yeah, no, yeah, no, sorry. No, no. Toronto and New York.
Shout out, let me get a real source.
No, it's not. It's very, very cold today.
No, no, last nigga, week. Not today, nigga. No.
Oh, yeah,
today.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Hold on, man. I was like, how's this nigga in the old sweating? It's like, hey, it's warm in Toronto. No, no.
You got your VPN set up, nigga. Orlando.
Switch over my GPU. I was saying that, like, I was talking to someone in, like, both Toronto and New York, and they're saying, like, yo, it's warm over there right now. And they're like, amp. And saying, I don't know. I'm like, well, what are you about to do? I don't know. Probably about to go hoop outside. I'm like, hoop outside?
Damn, you got your Capri's on?
I don't even hoop outside when it's hot.
You know what I'm saying? So they're like, oh, but they're just, you know when the city gets a little bit of like warm weather and they're excited? But I'm like, yo, you got to understand, like, what? Ask yourself, what month is it? Let's start there.
Yeah.
If it's January and it's warm and you're not wearing your coat, you should be startled.
Bro, this is a disaster. We should be out there trying to solve fucking global warming, nigga, not playing basketball.
Yes.
And those are the days.
Yes.
But I won't do that, though. I won't solve global warming.
Yeah, I'm going to be at my crib still.
It's over. It's
word.
I might as well enjoy it.
You're right.
That'd be a movie,
you know
though.
What I'm saying?
One man. Fucking sheltered. Only one thing can stop.
Double S on the West, man.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, man. It's alarming.
Yeah, no, so my point was it's alarming because it was just like warm and then now it's like, yeah, everyone's saying, yo, it's fucking freezing. But I'm like, yo, like there's a cold front passing through the island, so it's going to have effect on a lot of us over here.
What's the coldest it get out there? Like, do y'all wear jackets at night?
Yeah, I get, not at night, but like, well, Symphony probably throw that shit on. I'm by default warmer. But y'all, it gets crispy, man. I had to fucking hand it to Orlando. I'm like, nigga, it's not gonna get cold, man. It's gonna get your cold, but whatever.
Yeah,
a couple mornings that I had to hit them U-turns, man, before I walk my dog. Sorry, y'all, this is gonna be a miserable walk. Get my snowsuit.
Damn.
On. Yeah, I got crispy out here.
Okay.
It gets there, man. It gets there, but
they really big flooding in LA.
That's what I was saying, man. There's a lot of things bothering me in this world right now, man.
Shit. Well, like with the rain, it's raining in LA, like to a point it's flooding.
Yeah, Nick. Apparently, I was talking to my manager. He's like, "Yeah, my apartment's fucked up. This rain's been fucking around or whatever, dipping on my Wi-Fi." I'm like, "Oh, nigga, it's raining." He's like, "Yeah, it's been raining for the past 3 days."
Oh shit!
Well, behold, I opened up.
And you
Twitter,
know they're not set up for that. They not set up for that. So you think, what the fuck? Your house ain't stopping the rain, brother. That's a different type of house.
Like, we ain't even put up the guards.
Yeah, we ain't even got gutters over here.
They ain't got the big shit in the walls.
Yeah, man. Amazon Prime it.
Yo, Amazon Prime a little sandbag.
You like that?
Jay Bezos.
Yeah.
Hit me with it.
Yeah. Man, y'all know me, man. Double OT, I stay with a deal, man. And if I'm ordering something, I see a way I can get it back. Best believe on Sunday.
Hey, man, I'm not condoning that.
Best believe.
I'm not condoning that.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm not condoning that. It was cute when you started off with the fucking, you know what I mean? You had your little plan. Did you say it on the pod or did you tell us in confidence?
You told it on the pod.
Hey, hey. I ain't say nothing.
About the screen, the hypothetical story you told about the one man named.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Once upon a time.
He doing good now. Yeah,
he got a desk. Nick got a desk.
Yeah. Man. Nah, man, it's just.
Don't be scamming Amazon.
Nah, you don't. Yeah. Nah, I don't stand on that.
But I'm not proud of what I'm doing.
Yeah, there was a time in my life where my dad had to look at us and say, I'm not proud of it. But I gotta do it, and I gotta to understand it, man.
Damn, you know what?
To this day.
Yeah, for sure, something. I've seen that done.
Yeah. So I'm not proud of it.
Bro, I didn't see them put it. I didn't even know what it was. I think it was like a vacuum bag. Like a pack of vacuum bags. And then they just, unprovoked, put it in his pants.
Yo, dog.
What the fucking threw his shirt over. I'm like, wait, they don't just. That was too easy.
My nigga, I'd have done some things for my pops. Like,
$8. I'm like, wait, what was it? We just walked out. We're going to leave with it?
Yo. And the thing is, though, in that moment, like I understood, like something in me just clicked, and I'm like, I get it. I don't look at you differently, Father.
I don't look at you differently, and I know this is not, you know, behavior to reflect, mirror. You know what I mean? I knew it was, you know, here and there. You know what I mean? It's not all the time. I didn't see you all the time.
Let me ask you boys something, since we're cleansing some things out here. So, do you feel like once you admittedly open to what you're doing, it's fine? Is that what you're telling?
No, so you're saying not. That's what you're telling yourself. Oh.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Then there's behavior. Once you start doing it, there's a pattern. That is behavior.
Yeah.
And that's a different thing, brother.
Yeah.
I'd be ashamed of you if you came to this podcast ready to talk about your most recent plays and plots.
So check this out. Got new couch and shit. Do them. Hey, we living good on this side, brother. Nah, man. It's
all love to Amazon.com.
Shout out Bozo. I mean, Bezo.
Bozo.
Nah, man. Honestly, I don't know what this man talking about.
What were you about to say?
Ah, nice. So I was going to incriminate myself. Nah, check this out, man. I'll come clean. This is what I did, man. This is what I do. I shared the story in the past of what I do.
Which one?
Nah, it was like a hypothetical story about a guy who got a screen, but they didn't. The delivery guy didn't deliver it secretly and safely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that you know what I'm saying, that type of lazy delivery behavior contributes to this epidemic we have of stolen packages and shit. So this hypothetical character taught the big man a lesson. Say, hey, you better deliver my shit safely.
Slap on the head.
Yeah. Because what if somebody took my shit?
Yeah.
And maybe they did. They did, actually.
They did.
Maybe someone using it right now.
It could be a criminal out there with two screens. So y'all better send me another. My man got two new screens, man.
Oh, man.
That wasn't you,
man.
Nah. Anyways, I got this new vacuum. Shout out Jeff, man.
Yeah. Jeffrey.
Nah.
Honestly, hey, man, it only goes so far.
Yeah, no, it only goes so far. And the only reason why I wanted to tell this story was because Jeff said it's here now. We're at that point and the stop's here. I may or may not have gotten a vacuum. Or sorry, my boy said he needed a vacuum.
Mm. Oh, fuck it, Marcus.
That one. Mm. And he said, he's looking for a certain vacuum. And so he ordered one. And I was like, yeah, maybe check Amazon. They always have some good deals. They get shit to you fast. You need a vacuum today? It could get there today.
Bro, I feel like a fucking monster when they deliver my shit the same day. I'm like, bro, I can wait. It's cool. Bro, I'll be pressing prime delivery. Like, we could like deliver all through the week. My man gets you as fast as possible. Or you could wait till Friday. I'll be hitting Friday.
I'll be like,
that's my contribution.
Nah, man.
If don't let nigga chill out for a little bit.
If you give me the option that says, hey, you could be living like the pictures today at 4. The fuck? I'm at 11, not living like that. I'm trying to be living like that by 350.
Yeah.
So whatever, man. Marcus finds a good vacuum and he says the reviews are great, the customer pictures are great. He's gonna put an order in.
Nice.
It's blue and white, it's fucking sweet. I said I highly recommend it.
What's the make? What's the
Eureka. I don't want to give out too much
Eureka.
Yeah, information.
I didn't know they're still banging vacuums.
Yeah, days. Eureka, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's I'm on that little Bissell.
Oh, no, nah, yeah. I'll go with the Bissell if I had, but I just didn't know if
I ain't got the new body though. I got the old body.
Yeah,
old
body. Shit, my old
16 body.
Beans, yeah, I used to be
sitting
dusty.
On dubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that motherfucker dusty.
Shella, what's your vacuum wheels sitting on, man? Is you sitting on 12s?
You fucking on?
No. They probably bought like 3. I got the joint that plug in the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's
yeah. Oh, that house one?
You got the house snake.
Yeah, the house snake. Mm.
Come on,
man.
Yeah.
Nice.
You got
Central
the Voldemort,
vac? Yeah, I missed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you just walk around with the hose and just.
Yeah, this one's a little bit older, so you gotta go downstairs and like turn it on. And then you gotta come back. It's not bad though. Once it's on, every hole works in the house.
Oh, nice.
But then you gotta turn it back off because it'd be loud.
I feel that.
Yeah, but it's nice though. It's crazy. Get the couch right.
Not as good as the Eureka though. Huh?
No,
Marcus.
No, it ain't magical like that.
This is a nice one.
Yeah, this is the nice one.
Marcus got
this one. If you put Eureka in between. You know for sure, big old D Dyson up top.
Yeah, top of the V game.
Yeah. He's like in the Eureka somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, they got motors that can't be fucked with.
Yeah.
Man. That's why they're sticking motors in fucking just every random little device. And they got the motor game on lock.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Dyson up top.
So Dyson up top and the Eureka somewhere probably like in between, like the middle of whatever else, right?
That's what Marcus is saying.
According to Marcus.
Right,
correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
So he go ahead and he ordered a Eureka to his crib. And he waiting all week for this because they didn't have the prime delivery service available. Mm. No, right? Whatever, it gets there. Did I say it gets there?
To Marcus' crib. It didn't get the Marcus.
Nah, he ordered it, but I didn't know he ain't never get though.
Mm. Mm. So you better be saving till Marcus get another one. You see?
Yeah, no. So Marcus he put in the help button on Amazon. He just said, yeah, it ain't get here. So they said, oh, okay, we'll just send you another one. He said, no, just we should probably refund straight. he said just the refund straight. So anywho.
Well, if Marcus ain't get it, then I guess that's fair, right?
He can
do whatever he wants with his money.
Yeah, he can get it. Yeah. I heard Marcus told Muhammad was the guy's name that was helping him out. I heard Marcus told Muhammad. I'm actually looking at another vacuum, so I have no use for this vacuum anymore.
Mm. Y'all fucked up. It is what it is, man.
Hey,
as long as Marcus' account is, you know what I mean, clean, it's not looking too suspicious, it's not a reoccurring thing. Marcus probably all good. As long as Marcus could look the man in the mirror.
So, there's a part two to Marcus's story. Me and him, cool.
Oh, talk all the time, man.
Apparently, Marcus had ordered something else off Amazon. Marcus had this chair that wasn't doing too good in his office. Mm. Marcus needed a new chair, fellas. So he went to Amazon and found a really good chair. This one was a pretty bean. He had to pay for this chair.
Damn.
Oh, pretty bean. Okay. So. He just wants to get it. He just wants to get it. That's it, fellas. So the chair gets to Marcus's house now, and he gets an email saying, hey, from Amazon saying, hey, Marcus, listen, we ain't dropping this chair off unless you read the driver the code.
I said, Marcus, we're going to have to try something else, nigga. Marcus keeps not reaching.
This is Marcus, man. We appreciate you as a customer, but
something about your house, man. Something about you.
That's crazy.
I told that nigga 35546, nigga, drop it off. Get on out of here.
To Marcus Grill.
Yeah, Marcus Grill. He said that. I just know the code.
Word for word.
Damn.
Yeah. Marcus damn near had to get in the van and grab himself. Yo, take a picture with the driver. Yo. hold up four fingers.
Yo, I know the 4PF. This nigga was for real in the crib, bro. Like, he was so confused. He's like, wait, what the fuck? They say I have to read a code? And I'm looking at him like, what? Amazon 7. 5567. Go. In his house with my goddamn, with his goddamn boots on, man. Got me fucked up.
Man, you know what I mean? Every account starts off with good graces, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything, you know what I mean? But.
Mm-hmm.
It pays.
Life is credit, brother.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a credible source. We ain't never had no problems with this nigga.
Yeah.
That's just Marcus experiencing that shit catching up. Mm-hmm. I was telling the truth, but you know what I mean? Uber Eats delivered a totally different joint to me.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, I didn't get my meal. They didn't ask me nothing, nigga. They say, hey, look, nigga, here's your money. He's $16, nigga. Go do a business with you. Bro, no prompts, nothing, nigga. I was ready to press some thumbs down and fucking rage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was raging, bro. I was ready to go.
Yeah.
He said, here's everything, nigga, plus 16, and go and eat that food, too.
Yo, and in a weird way, it kind of leave you empty. Like, you was kind of ready for, you know, he's ready for an interesting few hours, you know? And it just leave you like, oh, okay.
You resolve it too quick, bro.
Yeah.
You just ready to argue with a reasonable person.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm about to tell this nigga, my bad, bro. You know what I mean? I didn't mean that, and that's not, that doesn't reflect my character.
For sure.
All right, nigga. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I had to, the chair, I missed, okay, so basically the chair is supposed to come on a Sunday. It said, Saturday morning, it said, I get an email, hey, your chair's on the way. Mind you, I got the email fucking 3 a.m. Is that weird or concerning to anyone?
Yeah, nigga. If you're in the Eastern,
No, I'm in the fucking underworld right now, dead asleep, Saturday morning, says your chair's on the way. Someone's ringing the doorbell like 30 times, bro. I swear to God. Like, maybe, okay, realistically, 6 times.
At one time, consecutively?
Yeah.
At three in the morning?
It wasn't 3 anymore. It was on the way at 3. You know what time he got there?
What?
Fucking 5:59.
Oh,
dog.
No.
In the
Amazon.
Morning?
Yes.
So nah, says, them not easy.
He said, ding, 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 ding. Remember what Joe just said to me? JB just said, his name is JB. That's amazing.
Oh,
JB just sent me the email saying, yo, you're not getting this chance. You read this goddamn code.
You got to meet this driver.
I got to meet the driver. 6 a.m., Julia runs into my room and says, yo, you expect anyone? It's like Julia's like ready to like like fight or something. Like,
hell yeah.
Like, yo, I don't know if someone's trying to break into his crib. He's like, yo, what's going on? I'm like, dog, I'm sleeping.
Should I unclench my fist or are we good?
No, we had no idea what was going on. He's looking through the blinds like 50 Cent at the start of 21 Questions, and I'm making good on the bed. Just fucking
came down in the booty shirt. Like, what's up? What's going on?
Wait. So, In that time, you know, when you wake up, everything, time is so much slower for you, but fast for everyone else.
Fast for everyone else, yeah.
So I'm like, yo, okay, hold on. I'm like, oh, fuck the chair. There's no way. Grab my phone, run downstairs. The guy's gone.
Oh, man.
Bro, I must have been up. Me and him put that together in a minute. So you rang the doorbell. Knowing no one is going to be up. And he fucking spritz off for my chair. I was so pissed.
Dang, nigga. So,
so you didn't get it.
Yeah, I got it after. I had to wait till Sunday. Can you fucking believe it?
Oh, next day in like 24 hours?
Yeah, man. I had to wait 24 hours knowing, like, yo, that shit was at my doorstep, man. So I guess I learned my lesson.
Really, I mean, I'm about to say, that's a very small price you pay, nigga. I'd rather wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking run to the door than pay full price.
But to wake up and then know I had to sit on that fucking wretched chair again.
Yeah, you had a bad. That's a bad chair.
Chair,
it's one
man.
Of them IKEA joints with time. This is an old IKEA chair. You know, the basic bottom back, that's all you get?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bottom back, 3 wheels, nigga.
Julian said he got it in 2016.
No cushion upon that.
Vintage, no cushion. I was literally sitting on steel. Yo, let me tell you something, man. Yo, coming out here to Orlando and like having to sort your visa and all that, like I didn't want to buy anything, like literally anything, because I'm not trying to drive a bigger car. I already had so much shit. Coming over here, I had to drive my shit in a packed Suburban. picture of a full Suburban, just all my shit. And I had to leave shit. So I'm not trying to, anything, you know what I mean? Anything went wrong with the visa at this time, I'm gonna have to drive over now, couches, computer chairs, and this and that. So I'm like, yo, let me use whatever I have here. I didn't wanna buy anything, not a new bed, nothing. Like, dog, I literally, I didn't wanna buy clothes at this point.
I ain't a fucking hat, man.
I don't wanna buy any, and then on top of it, like, we have, the visa has to get paid for. So it's like, there's so many things going on in my head at this point. And so I thugged it out with this goddamn chair, man. But almost a year later, I finally got a new chair, and I said, we're going to try slow.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Shell, what you on, man? Fresh out the gym.
Hey, man. I'm here, man. Yeah, fresh out the gym. Little leg day. Man, I have no strength in my legs, man. My legs are... It's bad.
You just starting out?
I've been in the gym for about, 7-8 months now, but, like, I don't really hit legs a lot, like, because it hurts. So I don't really do that. But just, you know, trying new stuff in the gym and... Whatever. You look over, you see a nigga doing 3 plates. You like, wait a minute, what the fuck? I'm doing 1 plate. This nigga's doing 3 plates.
Hey, don't be doing that, man.
Don't be plate checking.
I be plate checking sometimes, man. I do.
Yeah, but, be surprised me. I see some skinny niggas with 3 plates. I'm like, what is going on?
Exactly.
We're mostly lifting that.
Well, you got that ain't good.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm using the wrong muscles, nigga.
Yeah.
Using sorcery.
The gym's a trip, man, because a lot of things just technique on, like, how to pick it up and, like, the proper way of doing it. And, like, I was kind of fighting. There's certain workouts, like, I can't do. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean my fucking hip's supposed to pop, but then my legs are supposed to go up? Like,
some shit, Julian be the king of that shit, telling you all the little things that you need to be doing. I'm like, bro, I'm not. I don't think you're doing all of these when you're turning Achilles. I don't know if you don't know that you're not doing it the way that you're making me do it.
Yeah.
But you feel the difference, though.
I'm scared to go to the gym with y'all. I'm going to be honest. I don't think I'm on that level.
Honestly, man, yeah. I agree, man. I see it on both sides. Obviously, June's been working out since, like, high school. Even before that, he'd work out with his dad. And you would go, and you know this nigga's dad.
Oh, my God. Prison.
Honestly, type of shit you can't even talk about unless he's here. Because it's like, bro, you got to really describe this nigga's, like, father and
I'm gonna tell a nigga
no then what are you, why are you with me, bro? He's a hard
I'm
ass.
I'm gonna tell it. Julian, I'm getting ready to tell that nigga no.
No, we're not doing that. But you just feel ashamed. That was like, damn, this is how you get the gains.
Nah,
I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm letting you know. I'm practicing from now.
The thing is, man, he has catchphrases and he's always in sunglasses. So he would say some shit to you, like, on how you're not trying to get some gains. Or just make you feel left out to say, all right, boys, we're out. Because I would always say no.
You say some shit. Hey, that cow's back down. That type of shit. And just boom, swing under, throw the weight on his back. Like, damn, nigga. Just call me a toddler.
Nigga said the daycare is that way and fucking dipped off with my brother and my friend. And I'm fucking sitting there like, yo, what? Imagine my dad telling my like friends that, like, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was serious, man. And that's where I needed to be. I didn't want, it's fine. You don't have to come, but just know you're waiting in the little fucking kiddie pool while you wait for us. Like, and it makes, it's a different mental game, honestly, man. So that's how you got to attack the gym.
Y'all do everything like together in the gym, or do you all like split up?
No, we pretty much do everything together, just separate the weeks. So like Monday, what the fuck is Monday?
Monday, you mean together as humans?
Like you know how like you'll each do like one machine at a time?
Yeah.
Oh no, that nigga be doing bundles and triples.
Yeah,
or supersets.
Yeah, you'll bundle it up. You'll always be together, but like
But I just mean like say you on a treadmill and I'm like, I'm gonna go hit the fucking bench press. Y'all don't do that?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
Cause that's what nigga, if you saying 10 reps, nigga run over there, do 5, and then come back and say, yeah, I just did 25 reps.
Well, that's the thing. You could cap if you want. You only cap it to yourself. Yeah. And you're looking at these like mirrors everywhere. Yeah. Like, you see your eyeballs. Like,
yeah.
So you know you did fucking 7.
Yeah.
Random ass number.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But nah, man, work out your legs, man. You got to still.
I am. I'm going to get it together.
My legs are literally like my only focus. Not my only focus in the gym. Cause I work out everything throughout the week. But like my legs, I'm like, okay, yo, I just want to have. I've been telling you guys. I'm like, I want stallion
horse legs.
I want horse legs. Like, when I walk, you see a fucking horse trotting by. So
where you trying to be like a trapezoid or like a pyramid.
Strong base.
Ew.
Not like a pyramid. Like, I just want to be a structure, just a walking structure where it's like, it's very toned, nice legs. Mm-hmm.
Fucking unit.
Unit. A fucking unit. That's it. That's all I want in life. I just want to be a unit.
Check out that unit.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. My clothes look better this way.
Yeah, then I feel that part too because a lot of my clothes aren't fitting.
But it's not as, it can be cringy if you're jacked.
Name me one fly muscular nigga.
Florida.
Yeah, you know what the fuck was that?
No way. Shout out Danny.
I caught Danny saying 100, nigga. I'm like, no fucking way, bro.
That was funny. Shout out Danny.
Man, why y'all let my nigga have that shit in the comments, man? Like, on 122.
Yeah. What's up with y'all, man?
I was going in on Danny, man.
Yeah, what's up with that,
Come
man?
Come on now.
I was confused. Man, we love Danny, I almost didn't even know what you guys were talking about at first.
Yeah. The thing is, the only way I could understand it is if I didn't know that he was joking or I didn't understand his personality. And like the interactions that we have, like the interactions are always, I'm busting your balls. Like I'm fucking getting at you for this, getting at you for that. Like roasting you and fucking giving you a hard time. Mm-hmm. So that's like the basis of the relationship or like how we joke at least.
Bro, I had to scroll back up. Like, is this still random order?
You guys didn't understand that, man. I was having a conversation with Danny before the episode came out, and we're speaking of another potential guest, and he's listening to credibilities. Like, this person did this, this person did that, this person's doing this, this person's like working here or around, tell me all the reasons why it makes sense. And I'm like, these are all great reasons, valid reasons on why someone will be a perfect guest for a podcast, which is not very much our podcast unless like we have that sort of connection with them to say, okay, we understand how this person jokes. We understand this person's personality and everything like that because that's how we get the most out of an episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So us understanding Danny, like him bringing that shit up, like Danny's never pressing anyone for fucking 70 bulls.
He thought it was 100. He thought he was entitled to $100. Who presses anyone for $100? And furthermore, if it was a real problem, why would I edit it?
Yeah,
fucking put it in episode. You know what I mean?
It's just funny though, because it's just like it's every so often you got to remind niggas that it's just not like that's not the place for this. Yeah. Like all that, you know, what I mean? Like you guys, you could be writing comments on like, you know what I mean, anything else about the episode that you enjoyed, like, but that something so obvious, like, okay, well. It's almost like that whole sentence, that whole paragraph, that whole comment is just
shrunk to I didn't get it.
Yeah,
I got
you know
DMs.
I mean?
Like, I got DMs about it. I'm like, what the
DMs?
Fuck?
I ain't
what the hell are you telling you?
DMs about it. I got Twitter DMs about it. I got Instagram DMs about it.
Like, what? Hey, bro, y'all got to take that down.
nigga was like, hey, why is this nigga over here doing that? I'm like,
yeah.
Are you serious?
I get it.
That's what I'm saying. If he was being serious, I get it. Because the thing is, I went back and I'm like, I could see, like, he sells it well. He sells it, like, it seems like he's just really just giving us a hard fucking time. But that's why we're like, yo, this is perfect.
That's just how good he is. I mean, like, it's a certain type of comedy that I told Danny, I'm like, yo, in another life, you can be a stand-up comedian if you had to.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In another life, you could get into comedy or you could do whatever because he's just a funny guy. And like, remember, I knew Danny, podcast listeners, you guys won't know, obviously, unless you heard this in the first episode that we did with him, but good friend of ours, been friends with him for, honestly, time's fine, like past 5 years, 6 years now. So we know this guy, you know, and anyone that we're bringing on, it's like, this is like our safe space. You know, anyone we're bringing on to Random Order, it's because we know like, yeah, this is a person that our fan base will, anyone listening will enjoy, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just hate for you guys to be totally removed from something and miss out on a good episode because you thought something else that like,
yeah,
you thought you were doing some protecting. You know what I mean?
It's not a respect and shit, you know what I mean? But it's all good.
I'm just trying to say, just chill, man. Enjoy the episodes. If y'all not feeling somewhere, yeah, man, all right, that's fine. But
catch you on the next one.
So, nigga, I saw some niggas say, hey, man, I never comment on none of these videos, but I had to say, nigga, I ain't like this. Like, he came out the woodworks for that shit, nigga.
He said, oh, this day I reveal myself, man. Hey, so Jacob 554 says, hey.
You did end it off with, I fuck with y'all boys.
No, that's why I say it's love because a lot of it's coming from a place of like them trying to protect us, say like, yo, guys, like, you know what I mean? This guy's bad vibes for you almost, like a friend looking out. So I totally respect it. Yeah. But that's why I'm saying I want to make it clear to say, trust me, it's not a place. We're definitely bringing people on that we love and respect and know very well that we have a personal relationship with. And yeah, fuck. Also, we had to watch the episode like 50 times when you're editing it. So it's like you definitely see shit if you miss it. Sometimes Sheldon be saying shit. I'm like, wait, when did you say that?
Bro, me. I be saying shit. I don't remember saying you say shit. I'm like, bro, you're right. You're in my ear. Nigga, I did not hear that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if anything with the episode, nigga, I was dead tired.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Savio done came through and fucked us up.
Oh, my God.
He literally broke. He short circuited my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
I was like, after. You fucked us up, especially with that last trick at the end of 121.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I was shocked. I was tired. So Danny came through for me. I thought it was a perfect energy. He was fucking just talking nonstop. Yeah. Everything we do, he's busting our balls about.
Yeah. Nah, that was the thing I told Savio when we first started. I'm like, yo, I'm just a guy that I need to know how. How, bro? I don't even care if someone fucking shoots a trick shot and it goes in. How did you do that?
How? Mm-hmm.
Unless you may know something I don't know. So, like, the whole episode, Danny's talking, I'm like, okay, but how?
How would he do that?
How did he put the Rubik's Cube? I was literally, that's when my brain fucking sparked.
Started glitching.
What the fuck? When did you jamble that? I was like, I needed to know, man. I needed to know, man. But yeah, no, man. I love it here. What? Oh man, why don't you guys tell me about that new randomorder.org site, man? What's going on with that?
Shit, man, randomorder.org. We in that motherfucker, man. It's merch up. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Man, we got a whole lot of merch coming this year, man. We got tees, man. We got sweaters, man. We got items.
Believe that.
Collectors items, man. We working out the kinks and getting to it, man.
100.
Yeah.
Randomorder.org.
Shout out to you if you bought merch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We see it out though.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Also, man, we need a damn web developer for randomorder.com, man. We want that to be all things Random Order Studios, everything we got going on, one central place. I want to go back to the days of, man, we got to log on to World Star Hip Hop, see what's what.
Hell yeah.
Except it's like, for the most part, our shit.
Yeah.
Knockout compilations. Get over it. Man, that was what a time.
World Star was a time, man. I had to stop myself. That's how good that website was. Like, yep. I gotta be enough. I can't do this no more.
That was like one of the first times I realized like certain content's not good for you. I mean, this is not good for me. Seeing the fight compilations, like you want to see it, but the whole time you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
And I hope this never happens 100%. To me.
Because it was just like, oh, niggas want to get knockouts on video now. Like if I get knocked out, I'm already gonna be embarrassed because of everyone here that just seen me.
Everyone here,
knocked unconscious here in real life.
And my auntie about to be sending me links and shit. Nigga. This your son?
I can't. You tell me. Hey, that's
your belly button out.
That's a good one. Hey, put that boy in the link.
Put that boy. You in are the real, link. This nigga, man.
Hey, bit link this nigga, man. Come on. You can't put me in the link, bro. You can't, man. You can't. Like,
I just imagine. I played out a scenario. A nigga say, hey, nigga, you're having this little beef, whatever, bickering back and forth. And nigga say, hey, you know what, nigga? www. Dot. You say, what? www. Dot. Say, what? I'm on tape.
WorldStarHipHop.com. And the nigga does a fucking promo run on me. Nah, bro, it's like, it's a scary time, man. Honestly, living life while WorldStar, living life in high school while WorldStar was at its pinnacle.
Real talk. And it's not even like that no more. Like, you don't really think, yeah, everyone's getting everything on tape, but for some reason, it was like a focus on fights. And I feel like everybody knew what WorldStar was. Well, I guess everyone we talked to knew what WorldStar was.
Is it still a site? Is it still up?
Yeah, it's just looking a little bit slow and shit.
WorldStar looks exactly the same way, like how it's always looking.
Let's see what's on today. People are still playing for promos and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hip. Nigga, I can't spell. My screen's far away.
It looks exactly the same.
Mm-mm. Yeah, Soul left his body. This was definitely this Amazon delivery's first and last day on the job.
Oh, yo, they had say what you want. They got some good captions on there. Yeah. Hey, hear this one. Hell nah.
You won't believe what this woman is feasting on. It looks like a spider.
Here's another one. Keep your head on the swivel. Somebody always plotting.
Bro, what? And the thing is, they got main titles and then like secondary titles. So they got the title and then a colon and then like the actual title. So keep your head on swivel. So this is the first title, by the way. Keep your head on swivel. Somebody always plotting. That's all the first title.
Breathing room.
This what happens when you don't lock your doors. That's the longest fucking. Yeah, look at
Chris Rock's man's jaw for disrespecting her in front of club.
What? Where? Which one is this?
You guys scroll down. It's January. What is it? 10th?
10th?
Oh, Chris Rock's man's jaw. That's crazy.
Man, shout out to World. If it weren't for World Star Hip Hop, man, we probably might not be here.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Oh, a lot.
I'm going to say it like that, man.
Q, R.I.P.
Q, man.
R.I.P. Q, yep. Nah, man. I respect WorldStar Hip Hop for what it was, honestly, man, because it was in my eyes, BET, if they're
real BET Uncut. BET Uncut.
BET could have ran WorldStar Hip Hop. They could have had a site like WorldStar Hip Hop putting up videos like that, especially for music space, but just a little clean that up. Obviously, no one really knew where the internet was going, but WorldStar Pop, because YouTube was popping at that time. And YouTube was still kind of censored, less censored than it is now. But WorldStar just, right time, right place, man. And just said, show niggas getting knocked out. Violence sells, man. Violence and sex. That's why Game of Thrones is number one.
It's true. Y'all used to be on MTO?
MTL?
MTO?
Oh, Media Takeout. Yeah, I was just talking about this. Media Takeout. What the fuck? Are they still active? Wait.
Let's see.
Nah.
No way.
Media Takeout. I used to go there to see pics of Weezy from the paparazzi.
Yeah, you ever see nothing like groundbreaking. At least I don't remember. You just be niggas leaving places. Here.
Media Takeout.
Shaq gets a sandwich with hoops.
You'll never understand what he got on the sandwich. Fucking onion? Pickle? Raw? Media Takeout, man.
They running ads and shit.
Oh, damn. Nah, they did a little upgrade. I don't like it now. It looks weird.
Meet Kanye West, alleged new girlfriend, a blondie with a BBL. She may have Jewish heritage.
Brackets.
Yeah, I can leave Media Takeout.
This will make me feel like my soul's leaving my body.
Damn it.
And there's someone around the world saying, huh?
I'm interested.
Yeah.
Someone went there right now while our podcast is playing. They're on Media Takeout, right?
Yeah.
Now.
And I feel sorry for you.
Damn, the life of a paparazzi, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out Lady Gaga. Made them boys shine.
Yeah, they got their own joint, man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Not many can say that.
Yo, real talk.
Yeah, they're on.
Yeah. They saw taking pictures of me, nigga. Hey, where's your Lady Gaga song? I bitch ass nigga.
Get a life. Get a life.
You take a picture of your life.
Where's your Lady Gaga song? Hey man, you know what they say, man. A job is a job.
I don't know, man. Hey. Yeah, like it's, but that job is so at the like it's a result to like just a dirty game. Like yeah, like because. You know what I mean? But I get it, though. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they pull over a paparazzi guy and he's just talking, hey, man, I'm just trying to feed my kids and da-da-da-da.
Yeah, that's
hey,
what I'm saying.
But then, like, they also say, how many times can you say something till it don't have no meaning?
What, nigga?
Well, all them say that shit.
Like, you know what I mean?
Everybody got family, nigga.
I can be, look, this is me on the corner serving hot rocks.
Yeah, I feel you.
Oh, get a life. Hey, everybody got to eat, baby.
It's true, yeah.
You're right. See you tomorrow morning.
Serve. You know what I'm saying?
Pack.
No.
Let me get an OZ.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, everyone can use that line and it's going to come to extent fucking Hitman.
Hey, you know, you're right.
Yeah. I'm looking for Tanya. Oh, hey, man. Come on. You got to find another way, man. Hey, we all got to eat. There she go.
All right, for real.
I got to feed my kids.
Nigga, damn, nigga. You still here kidnapping?
Shit, nigga. Gotta feed the kids, man.
You right. Take my shit.
Go.
Take me.
Oh, fuck.
That's real. There's other jobs. Yeah. They got monster.com and shit.
they do have
fucking
Indeed,
paper sorter and shit. No, they be selling them flicks, though. And if you get the right flick or Chris Angels at a certain angle doing something zesty.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder how much it is to get a hot pick. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's like, up there, man.
What if you got that pic of Rihanna's baby before she dropped it? Like, how much would that go for?
Value, man. It's whatever these blogs are willing to pay for it.
Yeah. But it's crazy because I imagine, like, I don't know, I just put myself right now in a world of, like, you're going to this one man to sell, like, these clips. But just in the timeline of, like, 2011 to 2023, that nigga has so much leverage because he can say, hey, man, you see the videos I got of Kanye, man? I ain't buying that shit. You trying to come to him and say, hey, man, look, I got Chingy at Walmart. Hey, man, we got Kanye cheeks out, man. Fuck, I need that for it. They're holding on to that shit for 2025, just waiting for the right moment.
Yeah, it's true. I imagine you see a paparazzi, like a nigga, like a paparazzi with like a bust down watch and like beard chains and shit. Like, you making that much bread off being a paparazzi?
Top paparazzi.
I wonder if that would change the scope of like paparazzis.
Well,
she on other things.
I'm sure whoever sold that footage to Jordan Jordan Poole and Draymond getting popped, they definitely got a bag for that. That's a grip, you know?
But I feel like there's a way to clean up all the, like, you know what I mean, the B and C list celebrities and just, maybe only run you about $250.
Yeah.
But that shit adds up. I mean, you just all day getting Chingy, just trailing this nigga.
You know?
Chingy selling CDs. It's not looking too good for Chingy.
And there has to be a turning point for a paparazzi to be like... Paparazzi get a message.
Hey, hello. Hey, you heard Jack Harlow just dropped a new song, was popping. Boyfriend. Yeah, the TMZ paying about $250 now for him.
What, like not popping?
No, because you know, he dropped what's popping that changed his career. So now his price goes up.
His price goes up. Yeah.
They want $50 Jack Harlow, anything related to him. Gotcha. You drop a single.
Yeah, it's like stocks.
Hell yeah. It got to be an underworld, bro.
Yeah.
Where they all know their prices. Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, Jack Harlow going for a little penny right now. You got to go get that nigga slipping now.
Nigga jumping up out of his crib and shit. Where you going, nigga? You don't let it go. I'm going for 10.
Oh, man. Life of the pop, man. I'll never know.
Brother, I gotta. I can't do Krishan and Blueface no more, man. I gotta wash my hands.
Yo, it's serious.
One.
It's serious.
I can't do it, bro. It's so awkward to watch, bro. Like,
he's saying he's on other things. You have to stop watching Blueface.
Oh, Krishan. Oh, they're not on the circle.
No.
Right? That would be kind of sick, though.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, yeah. They got their own show, but I was watching it. Me and Jermaine were kind of talking about it a little bit, and I had to stop, bro. I did 3 episodes, 4 episodes, and like, I'm just not going to watch no more, man. I can't do it, bro. Yeah. It's mad weird.
Yeah,
it's like really, it's just, like, there's a real problem. I just saw a clip on whatever, nigga, the internet. That nigga's head is busted open. She hit him with a Henny bottle or some shit.
You don't even see it. Like, it just starts. It's just like, it's like after it happens, they just cut the camera. So it's like, you don't even see like a lot of context. Yeah. And then it's just like 20 minutes, they just back cuddled up. It's like, bro, this is weird.
Yeah. Toxic, as the kids say.
Uh-huh. And the thing is, man, I saw something on the internet as well. Blueface talking. I can just hear it's like a hood nigga just saying, like, this is how we're going to get money. Like, this is how we're going to sell it. We're going to package it up and we're selling it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, that's a good idea. Definitely. So she's now has a green light to get wild. And it's like, bro, how far are you really willing to take this?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, nigga, I dropped 16 too much bars, nigga. You not hit me. All rap, Todd. Make something happen, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not saying hit me, but like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, this is like just promoting it. Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue, he don't got to do that, man. Blue can still make some shit. He still got some joints, I'm sure. I'll listen. Yeah, I'll listen. I fuck with Blueface.
Yeah, I'll listen, man. Yeah. To a certain point, though, you know, you can only go so far shit till I'm tuned out, you know? Yeah,
speaking of World Star, that's how he blew up.
Literally. Yeah. He was like the last wave of World Star rappers.
I think he paid to submit a shit, too. Remember, that was a disgrace to find out, you know, you paid for your World Star shit.
What?
But they do years. Yeah. You fuck around, you drop a bag, you get 14,000 views. And all roasting comments.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you drop a bag and they don't even drop your link.
Yeah,
I'm like, ain't gonna get my shit.
Yeah.
Send some authentic views.
And then they used to put the thing in the title. What was it? Like submission or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
So it's like, user submitted. Yeah, you know, I'm not clicking that, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm not clicking that. Yeah. I was scrolling TikTok the other day. I was just seeing like a lot of life hacks and shit, right? And I'm like, it just dawned on me like, yo, it's all fun and games until you see a life hack that kind of like, it like changes you. Like you realize you can't really go back to how you were living now that you know about the life hack. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
Brother, what you see,
so
man.
For example, like there's this nigga on there that like, he talks about how to like store fruits and shit. Mm. It's like, I can't like not store my fruits the way you telling me to store my fruits now, even though it take me 20 extra minutes to prep the fucking fruit and shit. So it's like, I wish I didn't know that because I just throw it in the fucking thing and just live my life.
That's how I'm doing it today. That's what I did this morning. How do you properly store fruit?
Bro, like it's different for like every fruit and vegetable. Like
it's
a lot of shit, bro. It's a lot of shit.
You got to comb your peach first.
Yeah. You got nigga be like, put it in paper towel, wet the paper towel.
Oh.
Bro, what?
I roll the dice, man.
I'll just buy some
GMO
more
when
we go back, bro. I'll
roll the dice.
I'll eat a dirty
man.
GMO apple, man.
This from Whole Foods, man. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
You discovered a bread maker in your basement, man.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah,
come on, we man. Talk about this bread maker.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, in our basement, it's a bunch of, like, my girlfriend's, like, family shit in the basement. So, like, their grandparents have a bunch of shit down there. And they had a bread maker. And so she just comes upstairs with this bread maker. And I'm like, what the fuck? Look, just like the videos and shit that we talked about. So it took us a minute to figure it out. I'm not going to lie, bro. It was like a 6-7 hour thing. Because like the buttons weren't working. I had to figure out how to like work the buttons. And then like it has like an automatic delay on it. So like once you put it in there and say, all right, make my bread. It don't start for like 15 or 20 minutes. Which is like, we didn't figure that out for like a good 3 hours. We're like, yo, why is shit not starting?
This shit not working.
The fuck? Yeah, and then just randomly it just started going. So we're like, okay, the fuck?
You looking up PDF manuals and shit?
Bro, I would dead ass.
Yeah.
Dead ass.
I haven't been there before.
I was on forums and shit trying to explain this shit. But delicious bread.
Nice.
Delicious bread. Like just exactly like the videos. Like it's worth it, bro. I would cop a bread maker if I was you. Anybody listens to this, I would cop a bread maker because
is the bread make the actual bread recipe a part of the instructions? Or that's like on you. You just
it's in the PDF. Like it show you in the PDF.
Oh, for real?
So if you want to find like if you got the manual, it'll tell you like da-da-da-da. But we just looked up, I think Zara just looked up one online and you just put all the ingredients in the thing. You just hit the button and it's good bread, bro. And then when it's hot, like when it's like fresh out.
Like Jamaican, you ever had like Jamaican?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah, dense? Man. Just like hot bread. Hot. Yo, it's not like. Actually, it kind of is like hard bread. Like once it cools down, then it's like hard. It's kind of like hard bread. It's just like that. And it's nice. And you could tweak it. You could add whatever you want.
God damn it.
Fucking, you want more salt, more flavor. You could just, you know, you could do that.
That shit got me enticed. It's too many fucking appliances, man, that are like worthy. Like so many fucking good ideas for appliances. You need the fucking, you know what I mean? I need the air fryer.
You need the
deep fryer, kind of. you need the toaster oven sometimes.
You need a press.
What's the press?
You need a good panini press.
Panini press?
You need a press or a sandy presser.
Oh, man. 100%.
We got a fucking ice cream maker. We got the espresso machine.
Oh, yeah.
That's needed.
I saw that.
Too many machines.
Yeah.
Your countertop is just full up, eh?
Yeah, full up, man. And when we first moved here, we're like, yo, so much cabinet space. There's a fucking appliance behind every single cabinet.
That's how they get you to get a bigger house, man.
Mm-hmm.
Running out of room?
Running out of room, man. And you're just like, yo, fuck, man, where am I going to put the fucking Frosty maker now?
I feel shit like that, especially the Frosty maker. It made me feel so bad for just accumulating so many fucking things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't need that, boss. I'm going to be honest with you.
Nah, that was an EA, man. Yeah. that was still.
Nah, man. Yeah. The thing is, man, I get it. Because sometimes, like, Jermaine may have had a time in his life where he bought his version of an ice cream machine where he's like, man, I don't need that bullshit. Now, years later, when she's looking at, oh, I'm about to get his ice cream machine, he's looking at it with a smirk saying, yeah, for sure, man. Your credit card, though. You got to feel it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, saying, I don't need that.
I don't think this is a good idea. But nigga, who hate ice cream?
I'm not going to say no to some sherbet. Come on.
Hell yeah.
I wouldn't buy a bread maker, but I would take one. I would take one.
Yeah, but the thing is, brother, I'm sure you could hit the thrift store, bro, and they in there.
And they got other people's bread situation. Bread history in there.
Bread history is, man. You gotta know the bread.
What kind of bread? Just soak it.
No. Jermaine can sing, they can fucking soak everything,
soak
man.
Soak all their problems.
I'm like, no, man, no. Stop it now.
What treat is?
If it was in my family's basement, all right, I'll soak it.
Word. I feel you.
The thrift? I don't even know your name.
This is a stranger's crumbs. That's why, bro, I couldn't even wrap my mind around buying jeans, used jeans. Dirty. But I don't know what you did in these jeans. Like the older, you know what I mean? It just turned me out walking in a thrift store smelling like somebody's bedroom.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's closet.
And I feel you. That's what Corey was on, man. I took Corey Tifton one time. You thought I took him to fucking Quarter's basement or something. he was not into it, bro. He was like, yo. He ended up buying like one jacket, but he's like, yo, I gotta wash this like five times.
I just can't stand the smell. It's like a spray. They have like a thrifting spray that they put on it because everything just smells.
Yeah. It smells like clothes.
I remember this one time. Fuck, I think we're this may have been like early stages of us trying to develop some like merch for 4Y'all Entertainment at the time. That's where we're going by. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to remember correctly, but there was a heat press situation. And I don't know exactly where it was, but we're making shirts. And I had a certain shirt. And a guy must have said something earlier to us. It was like we only press new shirts. I'm so confused on why. Mm-hmm. So I go in there with a shirt, and I guess we already knew the rules. It's weird. I remember what happened. I don't remember exactly where it was. But
yo, I think
it was in the mall. It was in Bramalee. Yeah, it was in the mall, Bramalee, right beside Bourbon Chicken. And we're testing out some sample shirts. And whatever. I go to fucking print my shirt. And man's asking us, are these new shirts? Yeah. He's like, yo, because if it's not, you know, we can't do, we don't run that. Yeah, whatever, man. Press my fucking unit.
I was fucking talking, nigga.
Fucking press the shit, nigga. Press it, mean all that. So he presses the goddamn shirt. And immediately, BO just takes over the whole store. My shirt just fucking like.
See the smoke, the shirt smoke, nigga.
Green shirt smoke.
He was cooking the shirt.
I smelled everything I ever done in that shirt. Everything, bro. And I'm like, oh, that's why. I will bust that shit on right there. But I just remember smelling like everything that was in the shirt. And
real talk, man. I had that same experience in Atlanta. I was in the it was like I was a young buck, man. I just started doing my laundry and shit. You know what I mean? I didn't have everything figured out, but I thought that was enough. You know what I mean? So I took the shirt. Yeah, I probably wore that shit already. You know what I mean? Was it the cleanest shirt? No. Mm. Was it wrinkly? Yes. I had to fucking iron it out. Nigga said the same thing. I think it might have been you, nigga. Yeah, like, hey, don't iron no stinky shirt. I'm like, what the fuck is what's the big deal? Laying my shit down. Like, fucking rotten snails, nigga. Yeah, it makes us, bro. Yeah. It brings the stench out. The yeah. stench must have been locked yeah. in the threads and shit. That shit brings the yeah. stench out.
Like it's into the, it's like a fucking. It's like life planted like a hidden fucking mine. And right when it says you thought you were about to be slick and wear some fucking old shit and make it look new, no, nigga. Gas bomb.
Straight as ever. Oh,
not a wrinkle as ever. Yeah, no, no.
Just that's a good PSA face. For not thrift shopping.
Yeah. Yeah. Good thrift shop, just wash it and then iron it.
Shit, just hide in the fibers.
Yeah. Don't screen press, though.
I got soaked that shit in acid a little bit overnight.
Where's Walter White?
He we gotta that. Be. Yeah, hell yeah, I get that.
Okay. He did ask. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Another wholesome bi-coastal episode, man. Bi-coastal is only from coastal. Okay. We're.
Yeah, but.
No. Two different. Yeah. Yeah, man. It's been a swell episode, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all rocking with us on this episode. Audio exclusive 122.5 for the Random Order Show, man. It's your boy, man. It's been a good time. Random Order Podcast, we told you about that shit, man. Log on, scroll up and down and shit, man. If you're a website developer, man, holla at us, man. We got good ideas. We got to leave the people with anything, man?
Shit, man. Freak Thugger.
Yo!
That's it, man.
Gunna did not snitch. Amen. Enjoy y'all day, man.
That's me.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.